1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Some developments, but still no sign of Robert Card, wanted for the mass shooting in Maine that left 18 people dead. ABC's Derek Dennis is in Lewiston, Maine with the latest.
The scene was tense. Police negotiators surrounding a house in Bowdoin outside Lewiston on a megaphone telling mass murder suspect Robert Card he's under arrest to come out now. No immediate answer could be heard, leaving neighbors and the surrounding community with no choice but to stay in lockdown, 25-year-old Aiden among them.
I cannot even step outside to go get my mail.
Investigators believe Robert Card acted alone, but so far no motive for the Army reservist with access to guns and a history of mental health issues.
Maine Representative Jared Golden says the mass shooting changed his mind on an assault weapons ban. Following attacks on American military personnel in Iraq and Syria, President Biden ordered retaliatory airstrikes. This is ABC News. Police in Ohio say a woman used the possibility of sex to lure male victims to drug them, kill them, and rob them. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Accused of meeting men for sex before fatally drugging them and then robbing them, Rebecca Auburn, 33, from Columbus, Ohio. That from a statement by State Attorney General Dave Yost. 4 out of 5 of Auburn's alleged victims died of overdoses between December and June. 1 survived. Investigators believe there are more victims. Auburn gave the men fentanyl before robbing them, according to the indictment. She already had been indicted and pled not guilty in September to charges in one of the cases. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
No comment yet from her attorney, and arraignment is scheduled for Friday. Childhood trauma from parents is associated with an increased risk of arrests and conviction in their adult children. This from a new study. The authors say addressing and preventing childhood adversity across multiple generations may disrupt pathways into the criminal legal system. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Say it with me, the Boxing 6. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLA. AK 1260 AM in Amory, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
News. I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All of Wisconsin's Republicans in the U.S. House are praising new Speaker Mike Johnson. Scott Fitzgerald calls Johnson an honest congressman with strong conservative values. Democrat Mark Pocan says Johnson works against gay rights and reproductive rights.
Well, I can tell you he's definitely going to fit the mainstream of MAGA America.
That's Pocan speaking with Civic Media's The Devil's Advocate Show. The University of Wisconsin in Platteville says staffing cuts will save the campus about $9 million. UWP announced yesterday it's cutting its workforce by 111. Oshkosh, Green Bay, and Parkside are also laying people off. Richland Center, Fond du Lac, and West Bend are closing. In all, UWP will reduce its number of staff by over 12%. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win their season opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won a thriller at Fiserv Farm, the final 118-117 over the Philadelphia 76ers. The Bucks jumped out to an early lead, but Philly came back in the fourth quarter. Giannis had 23 points and 13 rebounds.
We were up, then they came back, You know, I felt we could take care of the ball better, take the game away from them when we were up 18 or we were up 12 or something, I don't remember. But we're going to come back, we're going to be better.
Damian Lillard scored 39 points. setting a new team record for a debut.
It wasn't them telling me, you got to score, you got to do this. It was just, you know, they trust my judgment. They inbounded it to Giannis. I was just kind of reading him like, you know, what you want to do. And he was like, come get the ball.
Adrian Griffin gets the win in his first game as the head coach and gave the credit to Lillard.
You just got a sense during the game he wasn't going to let us lose. What can I say? You know, he was incredible.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies overnight with isolated rain showers likely. Lows around 42. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely 46. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 52.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom sliding into the Tuesday happy hour, and I'm happy because we're partying at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge, live on location, Cottage Grove Road, Madison, Wisconsin. And Dom, we've been joined here at the table by a fine guest, friend of ours. She is Maggie Dawn. She's the host of the Maggie Dawn Show, Milwaukee County Corporation Council. Any other nice stuff I should say about you? Friend of ours, yes. Maggie Dawn, welcome to the party.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, guys. Most importantly, your friend and a friend of all the Civic Media listeners, which is the whole point of this enterprise.
And you're going to do your live broadcast immediately following what some say is the greatest radio show ever. Others point towards your fine product, like the WBA, but, you know, I'm nearly over the Crystal Trophy.
Listen, you and I can talk about what basketball looks like in the NBA and the entire waste of the regular season until you get back to, like, the last quarter of the season when everybody's finally running up and down the court as if it means something.
Right.
And we can talk about the WNBA anytime you want. Four-year varsity women's basketball player at Rufus King High School for the College Bound,
yeah, baby,
in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yes. Very proud general.
Dom's been to a basketball game.
I've been to many basketball games.
Listen, you ever want a dunk, brother, I'll put you on my shoulders.
Dude, I own a basketball.
Maggie Dawn, let's talk some politics. I got to tell you, yesterday, I don't know if Dominic had the veins throbbing. They were popping out of his face. He was so angry at the legal filing of the Republicans in regards to Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Administrator. And here's what we found out, Maggie Dawn. They were lying through their teeth. They were lying in public. They were lying to the media. They were lying right up until the point they had to put it in a legal filing. And I'm talking about the Republican legislative leader, specifically LeMahieu, Voss, and Dom's buddy, Kapinga.
Yeah.
It's LeMahieu. It's LeMahieu. But one of the things that I think we need to start extrapolating from what's gone on post-2020 is that lawyers, as much as we may love or hate them, really matter. And they mattered in perpetuation of the election lies. Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, all of these different lawyers. Right? Chisborough.
We're going with Cheeseborough.
these lawyers who owe an oath of candor and accuracy to the court, who swear to a heightened level of ethical scrutiny as officers of the court, these folks have violated their oaths. When it came time in this particular lawsuit, with lawyers signing their names to sworn documents and filings in these courts, you finally heard some of the truth-telling that we should expect from elected leaders, regardless of whether or not it is in a court filing. People should be telling the truth, and the fact that the truth finally came out in this court filing on Monday is really important.
Yeah, but it's really damn galling that they're lying on Sunday and then filing documents on Monday. I mean, it's never been so clear to me, Maggie, that they don't care about their constituents. They're just putting out whatever rationale or reason they need to, because the ends justify the means.
I think caring about their constituents is sort of the hook here, right? If we didn't
they care
have,
too much?
Well, if we didn't have gerrymandered districts, right, we'd have districts that have mixed electorates, which would have a moderating impact on these elected officials. And because they had a moderating impact, because elections actually meant something, because the conclusions weren't foregone, because it was and could be a true democracy again, you wouldn't see such capitulation to the extremities within the Republican Party. And I think they justify it by simply saying, I am responding to my constituencies. Well, your constituencies have been gerrymandered to make what used to be purple districts ruby red, and as a result, we see these unconscionable misrepresentations of what's actually happened. And again, when lawyers have to sign their name to it and it means something, now you're seeing some truth-telling in these.
Normally, when I use multisyllabic words like that, I'm just making them up.
But well, at least you said multisyllabic correctly.
Like you have the gravity of the words you use. Like you're not making them up. Our fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law, friend of the Devil's Advocates. Maggie, what's your take on the newest, which is effectively what? The dispelment of a Wisconsin democratically appointed elections commissioner happened today, my understanding. They're getting rid of Democratic appointees from this panel. And I don't see what motivates this other than the big lie and the carrying forward of the big lie. It was rigged in 2020 and Trump really won, despite all evidence, all recounts, all, you know the history.
Well, they'll say that they'll do
all
it until they got
to
file some court filings, and then they'll be like, well, yeah, I guess he really did win. I mean, it's contradictory.
But they dispelled an elections commissioner, and Bob Spindell is still on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and he was a false elector that bragged about
voter disenfranchisement,
yes,
in Milwaukee.
Yes. See, that was one of those multi-syllabled words that I stuck on.
Well, two things. First of all, in Molly Beck's article in the Journal Sentinel that addressed this legal filing, she actually called what Donald Trump has said about the election most recently a lie, used the L word. It's interesting because for some reason, U.S.-based media has shied away from calling things what they are, meaning it's a lie to say that there was any systemic irregularity in the 2020 election at any level in any state that would have affected the outcome.
I remember when they didn't want to call Scott Walker a liar. They said, what are we going to call him, a big welder, fat welder?
Right, right.
This is a problem, right? Regular folks know that if it quacks, it's got webbed feet and it's got feathers, it's a duck. Why don't we call it that? I think plain spokenness when it comes to these matters becomes all the more important. And you saw some plain spokenness in this filing on Monday. I think it's important to point out some of the contradictions that you speak of, Mike.
Yes, please do, Maggie Dawn.
Right. So this is Senator Lemahieu.
You sure you're saying that right?
Who said this, that the nomination of Megan Wolf for reconfirmation by the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which is a six-member bipartisan body that is split 3-3, Democratic appointees and Republican appointees. He said Megan Wolf's nomination with a 3-0 vote is a two-thirds vote. Now, I don't think any of us here need to be math majors to understand that 2/3 of 6 does not equal 3. Together now, 2/3 of 6 does not equal 3. All right, into the rafters for Senator Lemieux. 2/3 of 6 does not equal 3.
All right.
Woo!
I thought we weren't doing any math on the radio.
And in the filing on Monday, Lemieux effectively admitted the opposite, that Wolf didn't, that the commission, the Wisconsin Election Commission, did not, quote, effectuate an appointment, and, quote, the Senate has no power to act upon an appointment where there is no pending appointment. Meaning, 2/3 of 6 ain't equal to 3. He admitted it. Again, we see these contradictions happening. Why this is palatable to any constituency, whether you are red or blue, a centrist, a far lefter, or a Freedom Caucus member, it should be that the factual prerequisites for good policy debates are actually facts, right? That we are talking about truths, not outright lies. That's the problem. Here you go again, respectfully to Speaker Voss. Admitted,
don't be respectful, please.
In the filing on Monday, admitted that the legislature's Joint Committee on Legislative Organization has, quote, no power to appoint an interim administrator where Administrator Wolf is holding over. But he then said on WISN days later, quote, I certainly think the law in my mind is crystal clear. The position is vacant. She was not confirmed. We need to have a new person selected by the Wisconsin Election Commission. If they refuse to do that, the Joint Committee on Legislative Organization is the natural route.
Except it's not.
Except I'm lying!
Yes. Now, to speak very briefly.
Respectfully, Speaker Voss.
And I do mean that. I think Speaker Voss.
I less so.
He does know that there is a wing of the party that is quite extreme. Much like Speaker McCarthy understood that there's a wing of House Republicans that is very extreme. But very briefly to address Mr. Czarnecki, who is the Democratic appointee to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Joe Czarnecki was a Milwaukee County supervisor. I worked with him. Before that, Mr. Czarnecki was the Milwaukee County clerk. This man has a record of public service. His record, if you look to it, is very middle-of-the-road, pragmatic. This isn't a far-left Democrat. There's literally not a single reasonable objection that Republicans have brought to bear about why Mr. Czarnecki should not be seated on the Wisconsin Election Commission. And when we lose our moorings in that way, when we're supposed to have a bipartisan commission, that you got 3 Dems, 3 Republicans, and someone who is more than anybody could ever ask, completely qualified to hold that seat in Mr. Czarnecki, that Republicans are blocking his appointment is truly a loss for democracy and a loss for all Wisconsinites, regardless of your politics.
If they can't fire Megan Wolf, they're going to fire somebody.
Or not allow them to be seated on a bipartisan commission that requires actual expertise.
So, Maggie Dawn, what happens now? I mean, who appointed, who offered? Is that something that comes from Governor Evers? Where does the next person appointee, presumably a Democrat, come from?
Yeah, they're always going to be a Democrat.
Right.
So, hey, this guy actually knows how elections are run, but he's not the right guy? If not Mr. Czarnecki, then whom will pass the muster for this GOP in this moment in the Wisconsin Senate?
Maggie Dawn, our fine guest here at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge, Cottage Grove Road, Madison, Wisconsin, partying live with the people. Maggie, you're doing a live show immediately to follow this fine program. You sticking around for a few more minutes with us?
I sure can, guys.
Awesome. More Maggie Dawn, more Devil's Advocates. The party's just getting started. Maggie Dawn will follow us. And don't forget, after Maggie, we got Ben Wickler joining us here at the table, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman. Keep it partying, folks.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show live from the Jade Monkey in Madison, that funky monkey. Anya joining the table here along with Maggie Dawn. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Jade Monkey. Your first time here.
My first time here.
Excellent.
Oh, the monkey.
Yes.
The monkey.
Oh,
is
the first time's the best time at the Jade Monkey. What was your fear? You expressed a fear to me.
I did.
Before you arrived at the monkey. What did your friends tell you?
I did. I expressed to my friends, look, I made a horrible mistake. I spoke too much on this radio station I was hired at, and now they want me to drive out to Madison to some place called the Jade Monkey. To meet someone named Dom and Crude. And my friend said, Anya, you're getting sex trafficked. That's not anything. You're not.
No, that's not true.
They're luring you into Madison with the promises of salaries and stuff, and then you're going to go missing. So just tell us what's happening, girl. But no, it turns out it's a fantastic bar with a great tab that's wide open. So I love this place.
My new favorite place.
Yeah, my new favorite place, yeah.
We got one for you.
Oh.
But be careful.
Oh, okay.
It may not end
well. I get you.
No, thanks for coming down. And you, of course, are the producer on the Maggie Dawn Show.
I am.
And you guys are coming up next. Maggie, you've let Anya fly a little of late. And I've been proud of you, Anya. You've been doing a little solo shows. I don't even like when Dom goes alone.
Yeah,
you're doing quite well, Anya.
Well, neither does Dom.
Yeah.
Right. Seems like a lot of work, Anya.
Yeah, it is. It is. And for people of our height, Dom, it's hard to reach so high.
You know what I'm saying?
One of the things that I love about working with Anya is that there's just far too few women in media, in radio, doing political commentary writ large.
Yeah.
And most of the time when you do see women, they have to fit within a certain box.
Yes.
And one of the things that I appreciate so much about civic media is that I can say what I want. And when I could see that Anya had her own perspective, her own lived experience that I thought would bring value and that the listeners would enjoy, I don't need to worry about what she's going to say because you need to just do you on the radio.
Right.
When you do, it is amazing. And I'm so, so happy to have you.
Anya Fine.
Okay. I love
Anya.
Yeah.
No, you've done quite a good job. And we've all been quite impressed. And I mean that sincerely. And
thank you. Yeah.
I am a tough critic, I'll tell you.
You are. You are.
Everybody says it.
The first time I finished, this last most recent solo show I did, I finished the show and I sprinted out of the studio, essentially, like, get me away from
That's
this.
That's what Dom does in every commercial break.
Yeah.
Where'd you run to?
I just home. And I got home and it said, Michael Crute has tagged you in a message in a group chat. And I just put my phone down and went, it's over. It's over. The dream's done.
Why am I the angel of death? I only come calling if it's all over for you.
I'm Jewish. I wouldn't know. So.
But It was Passover.
Well, no, that's in a couple months. Don't even play with that idea. Oh, I'm not ready for Passover. But
Mike, at least get your calendar correct.
I know we're 3,000 years ahead, but come on.
But most sincerely, you and I, before you did the first guest host for me, you were talking about all the prep work that you did, which I always respect, and it's hard to carve out time to do that. And you also expressed to me what I thought was a really interesting sentiment, and it was, and I heard it on the air when you were doing your show, which was, I can't speak for my entire generation, and this is so hard to figure out what to say.
Yeah.
How are you doing with that? Because my advice to you is, like, don't worry about speaking for an – you're not the Pepsi generation. Don't worry about it. Speak for yourself.
Right, right, right.
And let that be its own guide.
Of course, yeah.
How is that feeling for you these days?
It's fine. I'm totally fine. I'm totally good. Totally
good.
You know,
it's less of an anxiety now than it is just sort of a recognition of what is in the media space. Like, I don't really know that there is someone my age further up north or further out west or whatever. So to be given by virtue of you trusting me, which is crazy, crazy thing to do, to have a voice piece, it's great to be able to do that.
Well, let me just double down on this. Not only do I trust you, I think you put out information and a perspective that everybody needs to hear, that I need to hear.
Thank you.
And I always appreciate and welcome your involvement and your voice. And for those of you that are Anya fans out there,
why?
Anya is going to be now doing probably two pickups of my Fridays when I am not hosting. She's going to be doing at least two of those. I'm going to continue to bring her in when I cannot be there. So look for more Anya Esther.
Yeah, thank
you. Yours is a voice that I want to always hear more of on the radio.
Thank you.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Maggie Don and Anya Esther.
That's right. That's me.
Our fine guest. Maggie will be doing her fine show, and Anya will be assisting coming up from the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge right here on Cottage Grove Road, Madison, Wisconsin. Let me say something. Let me just say this. Anytime you hear a female voice on talk radio, that's with intent. That is purposeful.
Yep.
That took some effort.
Yep.
Someone had to be recruited, groomed, taught how to do this because there is no school to learn how to do talk radio.
And I didn't go to school for radio. I'm a film major. How did I end up here? Who's letting me do this? Where are my parents?
What, philosophy paid too well?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's how I felt. Yeah, my two minors in journalism and Jewish studies weren't paying the bills, so I thought I'd jump into political talk radio with a film degree. Why not?
You should have considered a lucrative degree in mass communication.
That's right. That's what they kept telling me.
Maggie Don, Anna Esther, thank you so much. Very impressed by the work you've been doing. Got to throw this last one out there. It's a Wisconsin political issue and a sports issue. The funding for the Brewer Stadium has passed the assembly. $542 million slightly less burdensome on Milwaukee City and County. I know you're a fan, but what do you think of this, Maggie Don?
Listen, the Brewers are a cultural asset and an economic asset to the entire state of Wisconsin. Of course, the greatest amount of benefit comes to us in southeastern Wisconsin, but this is a shared responsibility. Milwaukee sports fans, Wisconsin sports fans are some of the greatest in the nation, and it would have been a shame to not figure out how to get this done. So I certainly hope that the decision makers do get it done. I want to see the Brewers stay here for a long, long time. And this is a shared responsibility. The question is not if, it's always how.
Thank you, Anya. Thank you, Maggie Don. Stick around. More from the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge, Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler, our fine guest next.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Some developments, but still no sign of Robert Card, wanted for the mass shooting in Maine that left 18 people dead. ABC's Derek Dennis is in Lewiston, Maine with the latest.
The scene was tense. Police negotiators surrounding a house in Bowdoin outside Lewiston on a megaphone telling mass murder suspect Robert Card he's under arrest to come out now. No immediate answer could be heard, leaving neighbors and the surrounding community with no choice but to stay in lockdown, 25-year-old Aiden among them.
I cannot even step outside to go get my mail.
Investigators believe Robert Card acted alone, but so far no motive for the Army reservist with access to guns and a history of mental health issues.
Maine Representative Jared Golden says the mass shooting changed his mind on an assault weapons ban. Following attacks on American military personnel in Iraq and Syria, President Biden ordered retaliatory airstrikes. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Weather experts say climate change is making October nights in the Midwest feel warmer more often than not. A new analysis from the nonprofit Climate Central says fall evening temperatures in the U.S. have warmed by nearly 2 degrees on average since 1970. In Madison and Milwaukee, it's closer to 4 degrees. Scientists say mosquitoes are thriving and people with respiratory issues like asthma are suffering. A committee in the State Assembly held a public hearing Thursday on a bill that would fine public universities for violating someone's free speech. Under the bill, any Universities of Wisconsin school that is found by a court of violating someone's free speech will get a $500 fine. The school would also be charged $50 a day if the violation continues. If passed by the legislature, the bill would almost certainly be vetoed by Governor Evers. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies overnight with isolated rain showers likely. Lows around 42. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely 46. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 51.